Wishing you a beautiful and peaceful Sunday as we reach our last day of this month of healing. And it has been such a beautiful and gentle month. And thank you so much over the last few weeks for your messages or even questions on different things that have come up for you over that time. And I know that healing will not just happen within a month, but hopefully it has helped you to continue on the path that you're already on, helped you to embrace yourself a little bit more, or even just to see, you know, yeah, I have things that need more attention so that they can heal. And like I was asking you in Thursday's audio, all about just really looking at what your healing path over your lifetime has been like, and how can you make that healing path softer, gentler and kinder on yourself. And that's what I really wanted to create this month, was that sense of calmness and that sense of peace. So just to say, really well done, and not, I don't mean that in a, you know, patronizing way, but really well done for taking the time to, you know, be a part of its time for me, actually. Because even if you don't listen to the audios every time they come in, and you might group them and listen to them at the weekend or whatever it is, everything that you're doing as part of a member, as part of being a member, is really helping you progress, evolve, and move really forward in your life. So it's wonderful. The other thing I wanted to say was to, I wanted to ask you how you were getting on with your self-care partnership. So a few months ago, I partnered a good number of you together. Some people didn't choose to do that, and that's no problem. And if you're looking for a self-care partner, do get in touch with me, you know, because there's still people that can be grouped together. I'd just like to see what support you're giving to each other. And if you even feel like maybe you'd like to switch it up and have different supports and have another self-care partner or something like that, or like even swap self-care partners, do let me know as well. But it's just about tapping into all the different resources that are there for you, from the support of life, the support of the membership, and the support of the universe even. And one thing I really learned about this week was this sense that the universe is really supporting us more than we probably realize. So I would always instinctively know that I'm supported by, you know, whether it's something higher, universal energy, whatever it is that feels right to you, we are. But I think when we go through difficulties, we can question that support, and we can question whether it's there or not. And this week I had so many different examples, quite an interesting, really busy, fun week for lots of different reasons. And what I realized was it was the first time in a long number of years where really good things had actually all happened, you know, things that I'd really wished for. And that, when I looked at it saying, okay, why are these things happening now, as opposed to like all the other times that I wanted them, I thought to myself, because the universe was supporting me and minding me to make sure these things happen at the right time. So, you know, and that will give me renewed hope and faith for other things that I would like to create in my life or to follow on a path of in my life. So what I would like you to think about today, as you finish this month, is what is your healing path like? As we talked about on Thursday, we talked about on Sunday around the alignment as well. And what is it, or how is it, that you are being supported at this time by the universe? Do you see it? Have you experienced it? And connect in with that, even journal about it, give it some acknowledgement and offer gratitude to it. So we're reaching the end of this month, like I said today. And on Tuesday, what I'm doing is I'm starting just a 2-week mini bundle, we'll call it that. There won't be a card reading or meditations or anything. All I'm doing really for 2 weeks is, over the Christmas period, I know is a time where people tend not to be logging in and listening to everything, but it also is a time where we do actually get a little bit more space for ourselves. So what I'm going to do is send, you know, a few audios each week over the 2-week period with some meditations in it or different things. And it really is to help you have a very relaxed and peaceful Christmas. I know for everybody, no matter where you are in the world at the moment listening to this, we're all in a different time this year. And our Christmas, I suppose, experience is going to be very different. And in some places, you know, there's different lockdown things even coming in, and this can bring up stress or anxiety. We may not be able to see our families in the way that we would like, or to spend time or connect with the people we would like. But what we can do is make it the best that we can to come into a space of calmness within ourselves and to keep that connection to ourselves. So I just thought it was a very prominent time this year, more than ever, to just take this time over the next 2 weeks to send orders around that. And then on Monday, the 4th of January, we're going to start a brand new bundle for 2021. It's going to be beautiful. And really, we can get back into our, you know, exercises and all of those different things at that point. So I hope that's helpful. I didn't do that last year, but it was just something that came to me. And I thought, will I start a bundle again this week? And I just thought it was completely the wrong time to do that. And this was still a very gentle, supportive way. And that's really, that feeling of gentleness and peacefulness is something I keep wanting to emanate at the moment, because we do really need it at this time. So you'll still receive everything from me as normal. You just, and there'll be a little page, but there just won't be a bundle until the 4th of January. And also just to say thank you so much for being members this year. For those of you who who've been with me for years, those who joined at the start of this year, those who've just joined recently or during the year, I'm just so grateful to all of you. And everything that I create is for you. And I really hope that it has helped you over this time. But also just to wish you a really beautiful Christmas. And whilst, like I said a moment ago, it is going to be a different one, we really can make the best of that. So I look forward to connecting with you over the next few weeks. And just have a really, really, really lovely time.